What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're still talking about the economic news. Over in the European Union, they're floating a plan that would ban cash payments over 10,000 euros for things like car purchases, home improvements, or funeral bills. Those are all going to have to be done through some kind of plastic so that there is a record that the government can be looking at. And the European Union is justifying it, saying that they're trying to crack down on cross-border money laundering. And but again, you know, they respond to crimes by the criminals by punishing the law-abiding citizens. And a lot of people are upset about that. All right, getting over to Amazon. Remember they had this workers' warehouse vote in Alabama? This was last April, and at least 5,800 Amazon Distribution Center employees voted on merging with the Union of Retail, Wholesale, and Department Stores, but the vote basically failed. Well, word is coming on now from the National Labor Relations Board saying that Amazon... this is according to the New York Times. Amazon could have illegally interfered in previous elections, which led to the warehouse's failure to introduce collective bargaining. So, oh my goodness, the the vote fraud is not confined to the government. Okay, we're going to go to the phones now. Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Thank you for calling in early so we could get to you this time. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, thanks so much for taking my call. Hey, you know, you were talking about something needs to be done, you know, for the homeless people when they're turned out. No, nothing needs to be done. People need to start suffering the consequences of their behavior and their lack of attention on the things that matter. When you have to pay with your butt because you're cold, I lived in a house that was 40 to 50 degrees every winter for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years till we figure out something. You know what I mean? There's stuff that you just got to deal with. And all these people just
okay,
sit
Lauren,
here while they
Lauren,
hand our
country. I hate to interrupt you, but we're not talking about the people who are homeless right now. We're talking about...
I know. The ones that are going to be kicked out. Look, I have a rental. If they told me that I couldn't collect rent and I couldn't throw the people out, I'd say, screw you, and those people would be in the street. You understand? Because, see, my life matters, too. I have a mortgage. I pay taxes.
I understand that.
Okay, so all this silly nonsense about we can compassion our way through. No, we can't. We go through God, guns, and government, God, guns, and, you know, it's God, family, country. And that's the problem. We're not God first. We're not family first. We're not country first. It's illegal aliens coming in and we got to pay for them under the bridge. It's people who've spent their lives not paying attention, continue to not pay attention. They don't raise their children. They don't know what's going on around them. Their kids don't know what's going on. Their moms and dads don't know what's going on. And this is my point. Well, so what was this whole system set up for? I thought we went to Vietnam to stop the commies. Now the commies have all our factories. They got Christians in prison camps and Uyghurs and whatever. What the hell is going on here that we're still giving them money and doing what they say and whining about we're going to elect someone, we're going to march, we're going to... No, what you're going to do is you're going to quit giving them money. If you don't owe taxes, don't pay them. Now, if you work for a government, if you get from the kitty, you give to the kitty. That's just the rules. But if you're just a man, it's like me with my house. No, baby, you don't tell me what I do. You don't tell me to wear a mask. You don't tell me to take a shot. You don't tell me to stay home. You don't tell me how to raise my children or what to teach them. I'm not asking permission. My life is not a group project. I would appreciate if people would just think about that fact. Who are these men that are telling you to kill yourself, to throw your money away, to ruin your future and the future of your children, to throw away everything that your father sacrificed for? Who the hell are these people? And why are you so weak, so arrogant, so ignorant, and selfish that you're going to obey them? I want people to gut up and grow a pair. Stop talking about, and I'll tell you, Michael, for you too, enough of talking about the COVID like it's an accident or incompetence or we don't know. We know exactly what it is. It happens to be my field, so I know more than most. But my point is, even if you were an idiot, you can see this. There's a letter from Fauci to Fauci from Peter Daszak saying how he built the bug. There's the contracts. There's everything. It's like Hillary Clinton with the 30,000 emails and bleach bit and a hammer and the Awan brothers. I mean, how much do you need? And why are we waiting to be told what happened? Let's just look at the evidence, see what happens, and go red. Get in there to your congressman. Get in there to your senators. You can speak calmly, but you put that evidence down in front of them. You put David Bauer from Pfizer running the current program of vaccines telling you that after you take two Pfizer jabs, you only have one-fifth to one-sixth of your immune of your antibodies left. Now, that's the man running the program right now. Now, you can't tell me for something that 99.9% of people recover from that everybody needs a shot that's going to destroy their immune system. And they just got the studies out on the kids. The CDC put it out, 14 deaths, 900 and something serious adverse reactions, 300 and something myocarditis.
347 enlargements of the heart.
There you go. And so we're going to, so that's 25% of the kids. So we're going to give a quarter of the kids heart damage permanently because for something that all of them survived, 99.9 is damn it near, it's everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we doing? We're acting like people aren't allowed to die, and they're going to stop death. We have got to stop our trembling. Get your minds clear. Understand God made the men. I don't care what God you believe in. I don't care if you believe there's no God. You know that these people who are stealing your money, you know that they didn't create you. The one that creates is the one that has the right to control. I make a painting, it's mine to sell. I grow a garden, they're mine. I have a baby, it's mine. They're telling women at hospitals now, and I can't remember which country this was in, but they said that this woman, once the baby's out, it's not your property. Excuse me? And that's because, again, with the fake paperwork, oh, look, you gave birth, you delivered a ship. It's the law of the sea instead of law of the land. And it's a scam. But again, this is my point. So all this education, and we don't know about these basic things. We don't know the basics. And this is why I say keep your children home or put them in. All the teachers that don't want to take the shot, put them in and give them a globe and a Saxon math curriculum and a Bible just for history, even if you don't believe God. All that's in the Bible. It's true. It's history. So, I mean, the point is, if we were doing what God said, even if we aren't a Christian, if you obeyed the 10, don't steal, don't bear false witness against your neighbor, don't covet, don't murder, you know, if we just did those things, we would be fine. But we have public murder of children, Virginia, New York, you can cut the babies up and sell their parts. I mean, what? Andrew Cuomo is in trouble for, you know, winking at some girls or whatever, and instead of the 21,000 people that he put in nursing homes and forced and mandated and they killed him?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The only reason they can get away with what they're doing is because we continue to participate in their system. We put our children in the schools. And I know it's the tradition, and my kid's an honor student, and, oh, the children, they have to have interaction. No, they don't. They have to have an education. That's what school's for. You're supposed to actually learn the truth. You know, 2 + 2 = 4. Not Obama's new math. Not Heather has two mommies. Not Trainee story time. Not whole language, so they can't even read. You know, this is our fault. We have all the power. It's still summer. You can start homeschooling your children right now. Just see how you like it. And I'll tell you what, I have went to public school, private school, and college, and I'll tell you what, I learned more, basically everything that was important I learned homeschooling my children because I read all the curriculum. I didn't put things in front of them that I didn't know what it said. And, you know, you can look at a globe. You should at least know where the places are if you're going to invade them, right?
Right.
I mean, shouldn't we? And that's the thing. We have not a clue as to what's going on. And so they're treating us like children because we behave like children. When we stay, and I'll tell you what, the devil roams about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. He can't eat everyone. people that know the truth. I had CPS at my house talking about, and this is 10 years ago, so think about this. The man said to me, we hear you're talking bad about vaccines, you're talking bad about the government, you're neglecting your children's education, because I wasn't filing to ask permission or taking any of their tests, and you live in a little tiny house that's too small for all you people, because we live in a trailer, and I have five kids, and, this is what we could do, so this is what we did. It's none of your damn business. And so when I asked him, who told you that? Oh, well, that's confidential. I said, all right, well, let me tell you something. I said, I'm not a U.S. citizen, neither are my children. They're not wards of the state. We have no contract with you. You have an administrative jurisdiction, and you have rules, codes, regulations, and statutes that you're supposed to obey. I have nothing to do with you. Get off my land and don't come back. And all he could do was threaten me with the sheriff. He looked down and started shuffling his feet, and he said, well, I might have to call the sheriff. I said, call him. I said, do you know what his job is? His job is to uphold and defend my rights under God. I don't have any constitutional rights. I'm a child of the living God. There's no man that has a right to rule me, to control my energy, to tell me what to do, not even for the good of the group. And the first commandment, have no other gods before me. You think he's going to say, well, I know you were scared of the men down there, but, that you did what I told you not to, and that you worried about what they thought instead of what I thought. Shoot, man, I'm afraid, but I'm afraid of the living God that made me, so I'll never obey you. Okay. I'll never wear a mask. I'll never, take COVID shots, pay extra money for college. I tell my children, you don't need to go to college. Go where you need to go and learn what you need to learn.
Yeah,
you can learn anything
these
on the
days,
internet,
college is
sake.
Kind of a waste of money and time. It's not what it was when I was a kid.
Absolutely. But anyway, I'll let you go. I really, if we don't stop talking about all this and, they're going to do this to us, and let's start talking about what we're not going to do. No, I'm not going to wear a mask. No, I'm not going to put my children in school so that they can have a smaller brain, because I was so stupid that I put them in classes where they huffed through bacterial-laced masks with foreigners from everywhere, because don't forget they're dumping those people everywhere, and you're going to keep giving them money and doing what they say? Well, then this country deserves to burn. We're in sin. We're
okay.
Out of the way. There's only
Lauren,
one truth.
You faded out there just a little bit. I think our phone connection is getting bad. Anyway, Lauren, I've let you go on for a long time here.
You have a beautiful
All
day.
Right, so thank you for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Wally in North Carolina. Hello, Wally. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
This hanging
my
in there.
Second time. Yeah, I'm a second-time caller, so.
Oh, you're a veteran.
No, a second-time caller. This is my second time calling your show.
Okay.
But, I'm nervous as heck, but I'm going to be quick.
Don't be. I promise not to bite.
Yeah, anyways, I got to your show about 20 minutes late. I didn't know if you bring up the situation in Alberta, Canada with Patrick King. Did you mention
that
at all?
No, I hadn't, but I mean, that's a big story.
Yeah, and you can actually watch the interview. He's interviewed by Stewie Peters. If you go to brandnewtube.com, in the menu on the left, you just hit trending at the top video right there. Also, there's another video that's maybe even more explosive than that on brandnewtube.com. Right when you go on the site, the very first video on the top, every day they have a new one. This one's explosive. It's a video conference with four doctors, and they talk about the whole video. It's about the vaccines and all the stuff and how not only were most of the people misdiagnosed, but they were given a medicine, a drug, a toxic drug that was never FDA approved.
Yeah.
Ordered by Fauci or whatever his name is. And the whole entire country, all the doctors were ordered to give all the patients this medicine. It was called Remdesivir.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was responsible for killing a bunch of people, and it causes organ failure, and it causes water to build up in the lungs. The doctors misdiagnosed it as something else. I forgot what it was because I'm nervous. The same thing happened in the UK and England too. The drug they gave, which was that Remdesivir one, it's not USDA approved, but they used it against Ebola, and they took it off. They quit. They had to stop because they couldn't even go through the clinical trials because it killed too many people.
Yeah.
A lot of people. And in the UK, they gave people that went in the hospital with COVID, they gave them a drug called midazolam. But anyways, yes. It's all in that video. You should really try to watch that later. At brandnewtube.com, it's the first video that pops up, the one with the four doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for the other one. But anyways, Mike, I wanted to ask you a question. It's not at YouTube anymore, but I have the video. It's just a short excerpt from a documentary that you were in. But the video, it can be found on BitChute, and I have it on my account at brandnewtube. But it's called The Five Dancing Israelis. But yeah. I want to see the whole documentary, and you were in it.
Yeah.
A real good documentary. Do you know what the name of the documentary is called?
I have to be honest, I don't. Over the years, I have appeared in a lot of stuff, including on the History Channel, and I don't remember which one it was where we talked about the dancing Israelis. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the 9/11
maybe
moment.
One of our listeners can remember that, you know.
Yeah, okay, so you'll check that out at Brand New Tube, that first video that pops up. It's not too long, but I swear it's very informative. And the other video, you hit trending, and that's the top one right there, too, you know, where
well,
you
that's
to find
the one
out
where they
guy.
Had the lawsuit in Alberta where the court said we can't actually confirm there's COVID-19, and they overturned the mask and vaccine mandates, if I understand correctly.
Yep, yeah, and the lockdowns.
Yeah.
So if that can happen there, we could do it, you know, per state if we have to. If anyone gets, you know, sued or fined or whatever, I mean, you know, take it to court, you know. All right, thank you, Mike.
I think they could. I mean, now that the CDC has admitted that they did not have, the FDA admitted there were no isolated samples of the virus when they were developing the PCR tests. So we're putting those together looking for something else entirely. All right.
Yes,
thank you very much for the phone call. Yep. And as far as ivermectin and remdesivir, you know, there's a lot of talk on both sides of the issue, whether it's effective or dangerous. And again,
ivermectin, though.
Okay.
Prevents
Wally?
It. I heard it prevents it. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Wally, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Have you been following what's going on in Australia with regard to the government's attempt to control COVID?
Yeah, I have been. It's you know, I was commenting on that earlier in the show that I'm glad I didn't stay down there when I had the chance.
Well, I must admit that I checked in about 15 minutes after the show started. I'm appalled that a government would turn the military against its own people. You know, and I think that the Biden administration is so envious of that approach that Biden would not hesitate to try that if he thought it would work here.
Well, we do have that posse comitatus, which says that, you know, except for the Marines, you know, the U.S. military cannot be deployed against the American people.
Well, except for the Marines, and that's the one branch of the military you don't want unleashed on you. You know, what's happening in Australia right now, I think, is a direct result of what happens when you disarm people. You disarm the population.
Yeah.
Now you've got a bunch of armed thugs running around going door to door to make sure that you're home. That, I think, is just unconscionable.
Mm-hmm.
For any government, based on principles of Western principles of government, would do this to its own people, which goes to show you that if you put people in power who are concerned about power, they will resort to tyrannical methods to make sure that you obey.
Absolutely.
This is
Kelly, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words.
Okay. All right.
Or corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. And we are talking with Kelly in Austin. And we're talking about the Australian military crackdown and how using the Marines, it could actually happen here.
Well, yes, and I think, frankly, the Marines are the only competent branch of the military when it comes to action, and that's the last branch of the military you want to unleash on the American people.
Mm-hmm.
I despair when I hear some of these idiots, these left wing talking heads talk about what they want to do in this country, and when you listen to them, Mike, it's very clear. But they have a horrific view of how they want to treat people with whom they disagree.
Yeah.
They not only want to lock us down, they want to hurt us up and put us into detention camps.
Yeah.
And they said, well, this is for your own good. No, it's not for our own good. It's for your good. And what you're attempting to do is you're attempting to either make sure that we either relent and conform, or if not, then you'll, of course, find a way to do away with us. But in the United States, as long as we have the gun ownership, as long as there are as many gun owners as there are, that's not going to happen. That underscores why they're so desirous of making sure that they can strip us of our Second Amendment rights, because they would like to do here what the Australian government has done to Australians. I'm sure there are millions of Australians now who seriously regret handing over their guns to that government back in 1994, 1996. I forget which year it was.
Yeah, I'm sure they are very upset about that.
Yeah, and you know what? All this is going on in Australia now is going on because fewer than 1,000 people have died of this mythical COVID virus in more than a year and a half in Australia. I think I heard it was 900 some odd people whose deaths have been attributed to COVID-19. Half that was probably flu or some other ailment. But a state such as New South Wales would crack down as harshly as it has after one reported death. And I'm reading here from Gateway Pundit. After one reported death of a man in his 80s, that they would do that tells you just how tyrannical these people who are running the Australian government really are. And I assure you, there are people in American government at all levels who would do the same here if they could. And I think what they need to be concerned about is that here you have a much higher, that they have a much higher chance of ending up hanging from bridges and lampposts if they try that here than they ever would in Australia. If you could give them Australians their firearms back, I think this would change in a hurry. But as long as the government knows that people are disarmed and helpless, if they can send these military thugs door to door to make sure that you're there and you're complying with whatever dictate is coming out of the upper levels of government, you're not living as free people.
No,
I think ultimately that despite the fact that there's a broad cross section of liberals in this country who want us all under the thumb of government, I really think that most Americans want to be free.
Everybody ultimately wants to be free. Those who are against freedom try and sell the idea of a lack of freedom means you don't have to be responsible for your life. And that's actually very attractive to a certain segment of the population.
Well, no, I think freedom means that you are responsible. I mean, you're responsible for your life, and if you truly accept this concept of freedom, you understand that your freedom ends where somebody else's nose begins. That's a libertarian approach.
Yes,
libertarian
I agree.
Approach to freedom. And with regard to this COVID nonsense, I do not feel obligated to be vaccinated to protect somebody else's life. If you want to be vaccinated, vaccinate yourself. And if you are, then you shouldn't be concerned about the people who aren't vaccinated. People need to be given the option to choose vaccination or not. And yet when they hear some idiot like Biden and his underlings claim that, we're talking about the mandatory vaccination. What they're doing is they're really ginning up a strong response against that. Because I think most Americans are not vaccinated, despite what the government
says. I don't know what the actual numbers are. The numbers are kind of all over the place, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, in Australia, I read here on Gateway Pundit that only 14% of Australians are vaccinated. That goes to show you just how reluctant Australians are to accept that nonsense. And that the government would now unleash the military on them to enforce a lockdown, I think underscores how panicky the government is.
Okay, well,
this is not about public health. This is about
Kelly,
control.
I'm going to cut you off. We have to take a break for commercials. We have other callers waiting on the line. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we will be back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Dave in Florida. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Let me get my call. Hi, Mike. I love you, man. Been listening to you for years. Everything like that. But I have to really agree with Lauren. It's kind of strange that she was talking about something that I haven't talked to you in about 3 or 4 years, and I just really wanted to get on that phone and say something. But she was saying it all for me. But here I am now. My only problem with this moratorium stuff is what it's doing to people. It is delaying the inevitability.
Yes.
We cannot go on like this. We have to get these people to get mad. We need them to get out there and be part of the solution. And what they are being is part of the problem. If they don't have good jobs out there, they need to get off their butt and do something. We got people where I work, they have now taken off this whole COVID thing because people were abusing. Oh, we'll give you 2 weeks off if you get contact traced or got something. They had to take it off because everybody was abusing it. And it's getting to a point now where people are just now subsidized, are being subsidized. And you know what happens when you get subsidized?
Yes,
you get more
offended.
And that's my only thing I will say is they're not doing this to help these people out, first thing. They are not doing it. What they are doing is, here's some money, shut up. Shut up and sit down and keep the mask on. Listen to everything that daddy government says. That's my opinion, Mike. I'm going to stick to it. One more thing, Mike, before I go.
Yep.
I love your website. Like I said, I think I've been on your website since 2008. But some of the member articles on here, I just would like to know who is publishing the stuff, like Crack News, Destination Now, this and that. I cannot find anybody who is putting out this information and stuff. And I would like a little help on that sometime. But, Mike, I love you. I love all you guys. Thank God Republic Broadcasting is here. You guys keep me sane.
All right.
Have
well,
a great day.
For the kind words here. And, you know, we do have members who will post junk to the website to try and kookify it. But generally, I don't promote those articles to the main page. So you might want to just stick to the main page and not read the members' article section as a whole. And that'll probably calm you down a little bit.
A little bit. And remember, I've donated to you. Doesn't make me any better than anybody else who can't donate or anything. But again, thank God you guys are here.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you very much for supporting Republic Broadcasting. And
thank you guys for listening. Have a great day.
Same to you. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm calling in regards to, I was just listening to the War Room over here, Real America's Voice, which Real America's Voice is going down. It's becoming a lot like Fox News, kind of like Newsmax.
Okay.
I may have mentioned it before. But the thing was, this War Room brought up a clip of like a CNN or MSNBC or something, and there was this dude that was talking about a guy from Fox News who was seemed like he almost might be advocating for some type of violent revolution or something. And it occurred to me, I'm like, well, you know what? I think that might be a reason why they might be panicking, because they wanted to get people back on the Fox News. That didn't happen. Now, when they sit there and they say stuff like that, no one's watching Fox News, so they can't sit there and say, like, if they tried to go off of what Fox News people are now saying on there, let's say they did say, let's go start a riot, it wouldn't matter, because nobody watches them anymore. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, we have all the evidence to prove that. So I think that might have been a major thing, was Fox News, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a thought. I don't know for sure, but it's a thought.
Well, there's no question that the viewership numbers for the traditional corporate propagandists are in decline. One American News Network, their audience is growing. I've noticed they're now running Mike Lindell's commercial for his cyber symposium later this month on the election fraud. And, they're trying to silence the independent media, but there are simply too many of us. You know, I remember back when I first got involved in this, almost 30 years ago, and it was just a handful of people, and we were easy targets. But now there's just so many people with so many websites, and, it is a phenomenon. Anyway, Joshua, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and I'm going to switch to Ken
thank
in
you.
New York. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. We've heard a lot of threats about this state says its employees are going to have to take the vaccine, the military has to take the vaccine, and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them really succeeded to any extent, or have they? They're getting a lot of blowback.
There doesn't seem to be a legal foundation for them to do that. And, it is against the Nuremberg Code. It's against U.S. law.
Well, I don't think they even have to go that far. People just ain't going to do it. And I don't think they have enough military that's going to go along or enough police that's going to go along and knock on everybody's door and hold them down and force them to take it. And look at it from the military's point of view. I suppose not too long ago, if somebody didn't want to take a vaccine, they'd get court-martialed. But when you have, 30 or 40% not wanting to take it, you got a problem on your hands.
Yeah.
You know, if they keep this up, if they actually try to force the military, I think we're going to see a return to the time-honored practice that was made well-known during Vietnam called fragging.
Yeah. It's entirely possible. You know, on the other hand, you know, the people pushing the vaccines, they may start resorting to, like, dart guns like they use on animals. Just put the vaccine in that and just, you know, shoot us in the butt.
Well, then, you know, something may happen to them. They may get one. I mean, at some point, somebody's going to, you know, not in favor of it, but they're just going to take the law into their own hands. These people, they hide behind all
a lot
of these
of that.
Laws.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, that's all I had. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? Dan in Washington State, are you there?
Hey.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Can you hear me okay now?
I can hear you now. Yeah, okay. you were kind of gone there for a while, but I can hear you now.
I'd urge everyone to call their governor, and I called, left a little message on their line and just said, I'm not going to take the vax, and if you wanted me to get fired from my job and be homeless, I will, and I'll just move to the lawn of the Capitol, state Capitol, mm-hmm. and just hang out there, and people should start really voicing it. I'm not saying it's going to do any good. I didn't bother to call my Congress people because I've been calling them for about 20 years about immigration, and they basically just reply with some generic statement and ignore
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you get a form letter.
Yep. I had a question about Arizona. I mean, specifically, what are we seeing here? Is there any actual, what's the status? I haven't heard of any, I'm not saying there wasn't fraud, but what are some facts?
Well, I think given
evidence.
How hard the Maricopa County supervisors and the Democratic Party and Dominion voting systems are fighting the Senate subpoenas, it's very obvious they are hiding something. Now, Steve Bannon is saying that the Arizona audit will probably be out with preliminary numbers sometime this week. And, you know, that's probably going to, you know, kick off a huge, huge debate.
Okay, so this week they're saying they'll come out with the recount numbers, hopefully? Or,
yes.
Okay. All right, well, that was what I was wondering, so thanks for taking the call. I'll be interested to see how that turns out.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to go to Khalil in Oakland. Hello, Khalil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you doing, Michael?
Hanging in there.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell a story. You know, I was I'm at work, and we had a customer, and we were discussing vaccines, and I got snitched on, basically, complained to customer service because I told her there is no U.S. FDA-approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually in the documentation. So my boss talked to me, and I feel like we're becoming like Soviet Union, you know, where nobody's going to be allowed to speak their mind. You know, they're going to get reprimanded.
Yeah. You're being spied on by everybody, like Nazi Germany, like the Stasi. And the fact of the matter is that you are correct and your boss was wrong. These experimental treatments are not FDA approved. Now, Biden is trying to twist the arm of the FDA to grant them approval. But as of right now, no, there is no FDA approved vaccine against COVID. It's all experimental, authorized for emergency use.
Yeah, I guess facts doesn't matter anymore. Nowadays.
And apparently not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if, you know, I've thought about moving from California to Florida or Texas, but, you know, right now it's not, I don't think it's the right time, but if things get really bad here, I might do that.
A lot of people leaving California right now, and, you know, they're just tired of that mess, and they're tired of the liberalism, they're tired of the taxes and the economy, and, you know, they're going to abandon California. Pretty soon, the illegal immigrants are going to be the majority of the population.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is not the America I grew up in, you know, where it was okay to discuss, you know, your viewpoint about things, and now it's becoming like, oh, you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that, and it's like, it just feels horrible. This is not, you know, this is not the America I know, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I feel exactly the same way.
Yeah. Well, thank you for hearing me out. Thank you for your reporting, and have a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and we're going to go to Casey in Idaho. Hello, Casey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I've been trying to listen to your show in between working, and I just heard you mention the Cyber Symposium. I don't know if you know a lot about it, but I just wanted to mention real quick, I'm going to the Cyber Symposium for press only. It's August 10th through the 12th.
Yes.
In Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Mike Lindell booked 1,000 hotel rooms so that it'd make it harder for them to try to block his event. He's also providing a $5 million reward to anybody who can disprove the information that they present at this event.
Okay.
So I'll be there live streaming it, being kind of careful with what we talk about maybe. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that to people. We'll see if, you know, what it is. I'm not quite sure what exactly they're going to present, but it should be relatively interesting. So just wanted to fill
you
in a little bit on it.
Well, if you meet Mike Lindell personally, tell him I said hello.
Will do. And it's going to be live streamed, I guess, on FrankSpeak or FrankSpeak.com.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be watching.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate your show. Support RBN.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, the caller of what you call the military, I liked his idea that, you know, if they just put their foot down and say, he's absolutely correct. 40% or more of people in the military saying, no, I won't take it. They got a problem. But I have thought that through, and unfortunately, I don't know how they would probably come about forcing their military to take it, and it's a very, very evil way of doing it. They'd simply say, yeah, sure, go ahead. Refuse, we'll discharge you. We'll give you a dishonorable discharge. You can carry around on that for the rest of your life. Just try to get a dishonorable discharge, and we'll ruin your future economic life. And that's sad that your employer take that turn to do that, but I could see the U.S. military actually thinking about, well, something that nobody will hire. I'm pretty sad, but I think that's the direction they would go.
Yeah, that probably that makes a lot of sense here. I mean, you know, the fact is the military get used as guinea pigs for all kinds of experimental drugs and so forth, and a lot of people think that's where Gulf War syndrome came from.
Yeah. Well, let's not forget what GI stands for. Government issue. They believe they own you, or they own you.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's fake, and it's sad. It's sad that your employer they go to that.
Okay, your phone connection keeps cutting in and out. Can you try and talk a little closer to the microphone?
I'm stuck out here in the still. That's always been my problem. I just said that the government taking that route is a very evil route take your economic life. That's it.
Okay,
that's it, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. All right, the phone lines are open. 512-248-8252. We're coming up on our last commercial break. Getting on back to the economic news, China is just really making a lot of strides. They are basically building a first-of-its-kind experimental nuclear reactor that does not need water for cooling. It runs on liquid thorium rather than uranium. It is safer than traditional reactors because the molten salt cools and solidifies quickly when exposed to the air. So there's no particulate radiation if there's a meltdown. They're also getting into what's called the modular nuclear reactor market. And the idea there is instead of building one or two gigantic nuclear power plants, there are these mass-produced smaller modular reactors, and you simply buy as many as you need to provide the power for your community. And as your community grows, as more illegal immigrants come on, you buy more of these modules and you fire them up. So the China National Nuclear Corporation has launched the construction of the first onshore small nuclear reactor in the world. They're aiming to gain a leading position in the modular reactors field. And it looks like, you know, they're off to a really, really good start. And out west, the water situation is just getting critical. And, you know, it's amazing. We're running out of water, but let's bring in millions of illegal immigrants to share what little is left. All right. Take a break from commercials. Back with the last segment of our show after these few.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick a bone, a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today here. We're going to go back to the phones to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. What's on your mind today?
Good afternoon. Afghanistan... what we didn't do correctly there and what the ancients did was we beat the crap out of it, but we didn't colonize it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't colonize Vietnam. We beat the crap out of that. Iraq, we beat the crap out of that, and we didn't colonize it. Now, if you go back to the writings of Machiavelli, who commented on Livy's history of ancient Rome, the Romans did that. They conquered a place, but they colonized it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you don't have command of the territory, you don't win the war. Now, the
yes.
interesting thing I could maybe you know is that China is colonizing Africa in a big way.
Yeah, they're doing big business down there.
Yeah. And so they didn't beat the crap out of them. They just bought the place, you see. And that's why the Chinese are such a fierce competitor, because they end up getting what they want without all the, you know, the ill feeling and what have you. And this is their strategy is pretty good, I think, in that regard. So
okay.
Anyway, there's more I could say, but maybe there's another caller. And
yeah, we've got another caller. I'd like to squeeze
okay.
in there, so thank
yeah,
you very
you
much.
Go ahead.
And we're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. Yeah, I was just wondering, with all this going on, I would like to hear the reenlistment rates with all these demands they're making on the military to take this stuff. And I was just going to leave you with one of the old sayings and wonder how well it would operate today. And that's the old one they used to say, what if they gave a war and nobody came?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank
that
you,
would
Mike.
Be a really good idea. Maybe that's why they're building all these robots. Okay, Miles, did you hang up? Okay. Yeah, he dropped. All right, getting on back to some news here, last few news stories before the end of the show, which is coming up here. And talking about immigration, there's an article that's coming on out from News with Views saying, is anyone angry about Biden's inviting an invasion of our borders? And, you know, is this a trick question? Of course we are. We're very, very angry about that. And Biden now wants to cut funding for the border security assets and infrastructure by 96%. There's going to be nothing left there to prevent this flood of COVID-infected illegal immigrants pouring into this country. And Tucker Carlson made a point of talking about that New York Times article saying that it's okay for illegal immigrants to vote. All right, we are at the end of our program here. And stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It is very important right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Apparently Roger Landry is taking the microphone for John, or with John. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.